from yourself by breathing, by arriving. This is a yin and yang class, a 50-50, meaning we will have one part active and one part passive. Today we will begin with the slow bit, the passive part. The passive doesn't mean we're not doing anything. It simply means though that we are working sometimes a bit more mentally than physically. So all you need to do right now is to focus on your breath. Allow your chest to slowly open. If your arms are not out on the floor, outside your body, maybe even outside your mat, allow the arms to be there. And mentally or visually, see how your shoulders are gently releasing down towards the floor. This pose counters a lot of the posture on how we're spending time today. Not today, day, Sunday, day, but in our modern day. A lot of us are at an office, sitting in front of a desk and computer, where the shoulders are drawing forward, where we're closing the chest and not giving our rib cage, not giving our lungs enough space. So this first pulse is simply about opening. Opening the chest again, allowing the shoulders to move back to their original position. And for the last minute in this hold, begin to guide your breath down into your belly. See if you can keep your lips closed and breathe only in and out through the nose. Allowing the chest to expand with the inhale, but also having the breath coming all the way down in the belly. The round of breath that you were on. And then slowly being a bit mindful when you roll to your right side, rolling off the block and the blanket. My colleague and I will come and help to remove your block and blanket behind you, so you don't need to do that. Simply just roll to the side. Lay on your side, draw your knees up towards your chest. notice that there is empty space behind you, roll back on your back. Straighten your legs, just noticing. Then bend both of your knees, place the feet onto the floor. So your knees are pointing up towards the ceiling. And begin to draw your right knee in towards your chest, hugging it in. Maybe just gently wiggling it a bit to the left and to the right. Kind of just moving the knee on your chest a few times back and forth. Simply trust me. You know, if you don't know me, that might be a lot to ask, but if I see that you don't get what I mean, I will come and help you. And then begin to guide the right knee to the outside of your body. Bring your hands down towards your ankle or your foot, the knee out, far out to the side. And the foot kind of close towards your groin or your pelvis, your becken. And then slowly, maybe beginning to guide the right foot up towards the ceiling-ish. Coming into half happy baby. If your arms are not long enough, maybe hold on to your ankle or your shin, not your foot. Style, which I know is maybe not so comfortable. So now might be a good time to remind you that when we do the yin part, the passive part, it's not always comfortable. Pretty much not so comfortable. We want to find the passiveness. We want to relax as much as possible, as many muscles as possible. We want to come into stillness, physically, and as much as possible, mentally. Want to take it deeper and you can still be relaxed, the left leg can begin to straighten. But it's the right leg which is in focus. So if it's already intense, stay as you are. Keep on breathing. Have passed three quarters of the hold, meaning it's not long left, I meant. See if you, for the last minute, can again bring the breath down. Soften it. Feel the expansion in your rib cage. And see if you can notice the breath all the way down in your belly. Soften your eyes. Soften your face. Complete the round of breath that you are on and take one more round of breath. Once that one is completed, slowly straighten both legs onto the mat and simply lay with your legs straight for a few rounds of breath. No moving, only noticing. Most likely that right leg feels different than your left. Taking two more rounds of breath, just like this. Once those two are completed, again bending your knees and placing the feet onto the floor. Beginning to hug your left knee in towards your chest, keeping that right knee bent to begin with. Move the leg over from one side to another. Just hugging the leg in. Hugging the hip flexor in. And then beginning to draw your hand or hands down towards the ankle or foot. Beginning to bring the knee out to the side. Maybe beginning to gently bring that foot up towards the ceiling, finding your half happy baby variation. Maybe not. Know that it's perfectly fine to just hold on to the ankle, keep it down to the groin. If your body gives you the cue to straighten the right leg, to take the pose slightly deeper, feel free to take that option. But also feel free to back off. If you've taken a too deep variation and you can't relax, and you just keep on tightening your muscles, give yourself permission to reduce the scope, but stick to the schedule. Reduce the scope, but stick into the pose or stay in the pose. Embrace the stillness. Embrace the possible discomfort that you're feeling. It's not always that it's hunky-dory and enjoyable. Yoga, life, it's fine.
It's part of it.
Sometimes we need to handle the rougher parts as well. Begin to bring awareness to your breath again. Can you actively invite the deeper breath, the one that goes all the way down in your belly?
It's still soft. It just deepens.
Complete the round of breath that you are on and take two more rounds of breath in your pose. Allow your breath to be in your pace, not your neighbor's, not what you think needs to be done. Simply listen. Once they are completed, release the pose, release the legs, bring both of them to straight, and simply notice. Our two sides are different. So we're holding tension different. Our muscles are more or less on our sides. So the response in the body going to be different. Doesn't mean that one side is good and the other one is bad, just means that it's different. Take two more rounds of breath, just like this, noticing. Once they are completed, simply rolling over on towards your right side, where your knees up, towards your chest, maybe support your head with your arm, just laying on the right side for a few rounds of breath, feeling your belly gently expanding with each breath. Allow it to gently push out. Then using both of your arms to press yourself back up into seated. Grabbing your two blocks. The next pose is going to be an open butterfly pose. So your feet are almost having the same space as a block in between them. Your knees are out wide. And depending on your body, maybe you need support underneath your knees with the blocks. That's a brilliant place to put the blocks. Or for some of you, maybe your neck feels extremely heavy. Then maybe you want to support your forehead eventually with the blocks. So finding the position with your legs, draw your chin to your chest. And then slowly rounding forward. Bless you. Allowing yourself slow time to move closer to the floor. Thank you. to move close to the floor. There is no prize money for the ones who put the forehead onto the floor or the crown of the head onto the floor. The goal of this pose is to create a forward bend in your spine, and where we're kind of almost separating each vertebra from each other. We're slowly allowing us to melt into the pose. Stillness is still part of the practice, still part of the pose. As I said in the beginning, the still part of the practice is often very much mental practice. To notice where your mind goes.
Forearms up on the block, sitting back into the pose. Otherwise, maybe having the hands onto the floor. If this feels easy peasy, maybe you place your hands on your thighs. There is no right or wrong. No universal thing. Toe squat is not always particularly enjoyable. But try to soften. Soften your toes, your arch, the entire foot. Soften your ankles, your calf muscles, your thighs, your butt, your hips. Soften your back, soften your belly. The shoulders, the chest. We are soon there. A few more rounds of breath. Soften your jaw, your gaze, and your forehead. Three more rounds of breath. Personally, the nastiest part of this pose is to get out of it, because it feels like your toes are almost kind of broken, or at least mine do. So once your three are completed, gently lean forward on your hands and straighten your toes. You can wiggle your feet, point and flex the feet. Maybe do circles with your ankles. Or indeed, if you simply want to pound your feet into the mat, that's also nice. And once all of this is handled, maybe you have a little cramp, maybe not. Then grab maybe a block, sit back on your heels. Having the toes pointing towards the mirrors, meaning untucked. Oh, I should have said this before. Grab your strap. I don't have a strap. I'll give you a strap. Everyone has a strap? Or I should ask differently. Anyone not have a strap? No. Cool. Otherwise, my colleague would gladly help you with this. Grab hold of your strap wider than your shoulders. And then as you inhale, draw your strap up overhead. And then as you exhale, arms down. Again, inhaling the strap up, going slowly throughout the entire inhalation and through the entire exhalation. Two more, just like this. Inhaling, arms up. Move with your breath. And slowly exhale the arms down. Last one, just like this. Inhaling up. And exhaling down. With your next inhale, we're going to add. So as you inhale, lift up. Bring yourself up onto your knees. And as you exhale, yes, you get it. Arms down, butt down. Again, inhaling up. And slowly exhaling down. You're going to do it three more times. Try to not lean forward when you're rising up or sitting down. Work your quads. Inhale up. And exhale, use your quads, don't lean forward, sit back. Two more times. And exhale, don't lean forward, sitting back. Last one. And remove the strap, we're going to use it again, so don't put it too far. Block out of the way, hands into the floor, tuck your toes, lift your butt up, downward facing dog pose.
Take a few rounds of breath for yourself in your downward facing dog. Butt up. Breath in through the nose and out through the nose.
So,
in downward facing dog, we kind of have the same distance between the hands and the feet as when we lift or shift forward into plank pose. So do that. Inhale forward into plank pose, top of a push-up. Hands above your shoulders, or rather the opposite, hands beneath the shoulders, heels above your toes. Lift your butt up again, downward facing dog. Two more times, inhaling forward into plank pose. Strong plank. Don't let your hips down like I do right now. So strong plank. And then butt up, downward facing dog. Allow your knees to bend. One more inhale, plank pose. This time, bring your knees straight down. Diagonal shape with your upper body from the knees up to the shoulders. One straight-ish line. Slowly. Lower all the way down. Hands outside your mat. Elbows pointing up. Toes pointing back. Slowly lift your head, your chest, and part of your belly. Spider cobra. And exhale down. It's like a wave. Head, chest, and belly. Belly, chest, and head. Three more. Feel that wave lifting and lowering down. Last one. And lower. Hands more outside your chest. Press yourself back up, tabletop. Tuck the toes, downward facing dog. So everyone, allow your knees to bend and press your butt up. Keep the knees bent, keep your head down, bend the knees, butt up. Knees bent, butt up. And then walk your feet slowly forward towards the front of your mat into a forward fold. Maybe just allow the upper body dangling a bit side to side. And with your next inhale, bending the knees and rolling yourself all the way up to standing. And shoulders high. Inhale your arms up overhead. And as you exhale, gently folding forward. Inhale to your half lift, hands to shins or thighs. Exhale, folding. We'll do two more of those. Inhale, hands to shins or thighs, the top of your head reaching forward. Exhale, down. One more inhale, half lift. Shoulder blades moving away from the ears. Exhale down, right foot steps back. Big step back. Hands just outside your foot. Then exhale, bring your back knee down to the floor. And inhale, your arms forward and up. Holding here for one more round of breath. And then exhaling, hands down. Straighten the back leg and step back. Downward facing dog. Remember, knees bent, butt up.
Inhale forward into plank pose. And then knees down and lower slowly down. Toes pointing back, hands outside your mat, elbows up. 3 rounds, spider cobra. And after your last one, lay on your belly, pause for a breath or two. And then exhale back into tabletop and downward facing dog. And walking your feet slowly forward towards the front of your mat. Allow your knees to bend. Inhale, bending the knees even more, rolling all the way up to standing. Draw your arms up overhead. And as you exhale, folding forward again. Inhale to your half lift, top of head reaching forward. Exhale, fold. 2 more. Inhale, lifting shoulder blades, pushing back. Exhale, fold. Last one, into your half lift, move your shoulder blades back. Nice. Exhale, fold. Hands to the floor, left foot steps back. The taller you are, the bigger the step needed. And then exhale, back knee down, inhaling. Throw your arms forward and up. Low lunge variation. Nice, and then bring your hands down to the floor, frame your foot, step back, downward, facing dog. Shifting forward into plank pose from your down dog. Bringing the knees to the floor, and then slowly, with control, lower down. Hands outside your mat, elbows pointing up. Inhaling 3 rounds, spider cobra. Fingertips are into the floor. It's not a question about the ones lifting the highest. It's about finding the wave in your spine. Toes pointing back. Yes. Press your feet down, especially the pinky side of the foot. Don't lower so or high up. And then press yourself back, tabletop, downward. Facing dog. And walking slowly your feet forward, front of your mat. And hands outside your feet, keep your knees gently bent, and take a step back with your right foot. Bring the foot almost to the outer edge of your mat. Make sure the back foot, the sole, is down to the floor. Front knee is bent. Hands just framing your foot. Toes are pointing towards the outer edge of your mat. Take one more breath in this pose. Then with your next inhale, slowly bring your arms up. Keep that back foot pressing down. As you exhale, hands down. 2 more of those, inhaling, slowly coming up. Press your back leg down, exhale, down. Last one, go slow. And this time stay for 3 rounds of breath. Widen your chest, just like when you were on your block. Shoulders moving away, out. Back foot pressing down. And when your 3 rounds are up, slowly hands to the floor, step forward to your forward fold. Left foot stepping back to create the same shape on the other side. First, staying down, pressing your back foot down.
Really activating that back leg. The front knee is bent. Soon there.
Inhale your arms up. Move through the entire inhalation. The slower, the better. Try to not be the first one to touch the floor. Exhale, down. But reach the floor before you are out of air. Inhale, slowly up. Don't be first. Keep that back foot pressing down. Exhale. The loser is the one reaching the floor first. Or not. Last one, inhale up. Hold for 3 rounds of breath. Widen your chest. Allow the shoulders to move away from each other. Arms are not holding on to each other. Wide arms, yes. Widen your chest. Once your 3 rounds of breath are completed, slowly bringing your hands down. This time, stepping back, downward facing dog. 3 rounds of breath. More. Slow inhale. And exhale. Do one more slow, deep inhale. And exhale. Then walking your feet forward slowly towards the front of your mat. Into your forward fold. And one more time, stepping that right foot back. Just like we did before, the entire sole of your foot is down. Toes are pointing not 90 degrees out, they're kind of pointing towards the bring your arms up. Yes. Wide shoulders. You can have a gentle bend almost to your elbows. With your next exhale, slowly bringing your upper body to that front thigh. Your arms are reaching down, back, and up. The palm is facing up towards the ceiling. Your gaze is towards your back foot. 2 more rounds of breath. Press your back foot down to the floor. Good. Once those 2 rounds of breath are completed, draw your arms slowly forward and up again. Press that back foot down. And exhale, big circle. Grab your own wrists or elbows. And folding forward again. Bring your gaze to that back foot. 1 last round of breath. And then release your hands down to the floor. Take step forward with that back foot. And stepping back with your left foot instead. Inhaling your arms slowly up. Go wide with your arms. Press that back foot in to the floor. And exhaling. Upper body comes forward onto your thigh. The arms are sweeping back. Palms facing up. The gaze is towards your back foot. 3 rounds of breath more. Front knee is bent. So
almost like your belly is resting on your front thigh. Almost.
Once your three rounds of breath are completed, draw your arms forward and up again. Wide, and then circle the arms out. Grab elbow or wrist with the opposite arm on top. And begin to fold forward. Keep your gaze towards that back foot. One last round of breath. And then release the hands down to the floor. Frame your foot, step back, downward facing dog. Shifting forward into plank pose so that you know that you have the right distance between your hands and your feet. And then lift your hips back up, downward facing dog. Don't move your hands or feet. Allow the knees to bend though. Butt up. Yes, butt up. Don't straighten your knees. Yes, butt up. Good job. One more time. Inhale forward into plank pose. Press out through your heels and plank pose. Strong. Up from the floor. Press into my hand. And then downward facing dog. In downward facing dog, lift your heels high, high, high off the floor. Come really up to your toes. Be the ballerina you've always or not always dreamt of being. And then exhale the heels as close to the floor that allows a little bend maybe to your knees. Two more times, lift the heels high up. Ballerina. Good job. Exhale, heels down. One more loveliness. Inhale, heels up. High up. Don't move your hands. Hold for one more round of breath. Hold, 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 hold. And then bend the knees. Bring the knees down to the floor. Good job. And either cross your ankles or bring the feet out to one side. Sit back, legs out in front. Grab your strap. So most of us kind of need to literally grab the flesh of our butt to bring the sit bones closer to the floor. If you don't want to be so physical with yourself, you can also walk your self forward, also helps. This way we can sit up a lot taller. So try to bring the entire backside of your legs into the mat. It's not like when you activate your legs that your heels come off the floor, the entire backside of your legs are down. Then strap around your feet so that the legs are active, the toes are pointing straight up, the heels are still into the floor. Back is tall, shoulders down. Three rounds of breath, just like this. Active upper body, active legs. Keep on breathing, heels down. Yes, see you. So make sure your heels are down and in the mat. The entire backside of your legs, as much as possible, are into the mat. One more round of breath. Inhale, lift your chest. Don't lift your head. Exhale down. One more of those. Don't lift your chin, but lift your chest. And exhale, begin to fold maybe forward on into your legs. It's more like the heart comes down to your knees rather than your forehead down. Maybe it's not happening much at all, but the intention is there. Hello, hamstrings. Where have you been? Two more rounds of breath. The intention of the heart coming down towards the knees, not the forehead. Taking two more rounds of a breath here. Don't lift your chin, but lift your chest. Lift your chest away from your thighs. And then exhaling down. One more breath, just like that. Inhale, lifting. And exhale. And then slowly release the strap and make your way. If you're a bit on the colder side, make sure you can still reach your blankets as we lower all the way to the floor. Place your feet onto the floor, mat width apart. Keep your, or bend your knees so that the knees are pointing straight up. And drop the knees down towards the right side. Keep the mat or feet mat width apart. Maybe your head turns in the opposite direction. Bring your knees back to neutral, your head back to neutral. Exhale to the left. Knees pointing to the left, nose pointing to the right. One more on each side. Knees to the right, nose to the left. And then coming back to neutral. If you want to hug your knees in towards your chest for one or two rounds of breath, feel free. On the top left corner of your mat, you should have an eye pillow with a tissue. Please put the tissue next to your eyes and the eye pillow on top. Once the eye pillow is there, bring your legs wide, straighten them. You will come around for a little shoulder press to make it nicer for you in Shavasana. But if you prefer us not to touch you when you are in Shavasana, please give me a little wave in the air right now and we'll respect your space. Or if it works for your back, straighten your legs. Feet onto the floor, straight legs. Allow yourself to release. Allowing yourself to be heavy.